This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Streaming live and on the air live for a number of hours every day. You can catch the DJV program at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Help yourself, djvshow.com. And in the DJV program are folks like me. I'm Doug Steffen. Folks like Jennifer Horn. Actually, not like Jennifer Horn. She is Jennifer Horn. There are a couple of them around, but she's the one who's most important. Anya, I remember when you used to get confused. It's a woman who does a radio program in Nashville, New Hampshire, whose name also is Jennifer Horn. And you said, didn't you get some...
I still do. Hey, some people are like, really? How can I listen to you on the radio and then I hear you're part of the Lincoln Project? I'm like, yeah, different. I'm the Jennifer Horn with the good hair.
Yes, that's it. And the bright face and the beautiful smile. Victoria Keenan also, beautiful face, nice smile, happy and go lucky she is. Jay Kirshner is here. She's happy and go lucky. She has a young son named Mac, who every once in a while wants to be heard. And I think that's an important thing. You should bring him. I don't think you should put him away back in the back room. Bring him right out and let's hear what he has to say. Certainly, there are probably more intelligent things.
He's more
intelligent than most of the people who listen to some of these other programs. Did I just say that? No. All right. So, the things that really matter. Here's a guy that lives in Seattle. This is great. I love these stories. Trying to join ISIS. He wanted to be an executioner.
How does that work?
He's only 20 years old. Elvin Hunter Williams. Taken into custody at the departure gate of the Seattle airport as he attempted to board a flight which was going to eventually take him to Cairo. He agreed to speak with agents of the FBI after he was arrested, stated he intended to become an executioner, or if not an executioner, at least a machine gunner for ISIS. Who thinks this way?
Who shocked.
Who in their right mind? Look at a picture of this guy.
You're talking
about angry
right
white
mind,
guys.
You would be shocked at how much stuff... How much propaganda for ISIS and domestic terrorism, international terrorism, you'd be shocked at how many are just right there on YouTube. They've got YouTube videos.
ISIS has a magazine called Inspire, and they send it out. And you think Inspire sounds like a great magazine, and they send it out, and they tell you how to make crockpot bombs, pressure cooker bombs.
This information is very easy.
They tell you how to use your car as a weapon, how to find every.
Well, isn't that some of the stuff that that Hamas is doing? Isn't that the same kind of stuff? Isn't that the MO for a lot of the stuff that's going on? I guess
they just use innocent citizens as human shields.
Which is an ISIS tactic, by the way. I mean, it is. Right. They do share tactics, for sure.
The Middle East is abuzz with a conversation about the end, at least at the moment, of Benjamin Netanyahu's long reign as leader of Israel. I always love looking at pictures of the Knesset because I've been in there. It's the most plain building that you can ever imagine. It is four walls and a few windows. I mean, the where they have their meetings... the gallery is fairly plush, but the offices and the building itself never impressed me. You know, we think about in terms of what the Kremlin looks like, for example, or what Windsor in that area, Buckingham and that whole area looks like in England, and our capital is very ornate. There's nothing about this whole thing other than the security they have around it. It's like everything else in Israel. It's so small. It really is. It's like a little office building. It's very deceptive. What's that, Jen?
It's just a place, right? Just a building.
Yeah,
I had on my friend Joel Pollack, who he writes for Breitbart, but he knows a lot about Israeli politics.
Yeah.
And so I had him on my local show the other day, and I was... It's like, okay, because I think it's always smart. When you don't know something, don't pretend. You know, ask if you don't know question. Something. Yeah, yeah, and I think
we never
it's
do
the
that
smartest.
Here.
You know, the smartest people are the ones who just know what they don't know. And
don't
so
know,
I tried
yeah,
to ask
right.
the question because I've been, remember we asked Uri Geller, I don't understand how Israeli elections work. It seems like they are constantly voting. They're trying to
yep.
get,
Italians
you know, these,
do that.
Yeah. And so I asked him, I said, okay, 30 seconds, tell me about the process. And I was, of course, joking that it,
you're never going to get 30 seconds. Yeah, right.
Right. But he was explaining about this process, and what, at the time that I spoke to him, he said it was still possible, and it is still possible, because I think the vote is not until next week that Bibi Netanyahu survives again. And I said, he's like a cat, right? Nine lives. He's like, well, so far he's used five of them. So
he'll survive.
He's got,
he'll be around.
He's got
yeah,
nine.
Yeah, he's not going
he's like,
to
there is still a chance that he survives, but it, he said, there. He goes, there is an interesting side to getting someone new in there. He said that because so much criticism in our media goes against Bibi Netanyahu, because I think they link him to like the Trump way of thinking or
yeah,
Republicans
of course they
in
do.
This country.
Right. So
that,
it's transparent.
That somehow the new leader is not going to want sovereignty. Israeli, you know, they're not going to want the same type of things that Bibi Netanyahu wants. He said that's simply not going to happen. And this time it will be someone who is an Arab. This is going to be a new group that's going to be joining their, like, mix mm-hmm. of party politics, because they have a bunch of small parties instead
yes.
of, like, two big ones
tons
like we have. And so
yeah,
this
yeah,
new
right.
party that's going into power is actually filled with Arabs. And so are you going to be able to criticize the Israelis, or will, you know, super progressive politicians be able to criticize the Israelis as an apartheid state when now the Arab Islamist party could be the one that's going to be in control if they do dump Bibi Netanyahu out? It's going to be an Arab Islamist party that yeah. is going to come
and
into the Israeli
government.
That'll last
about 5 minutes, and then there'll be a new government after that. That's
well,
it
would be interesting to
is.
See what that means. I mean, that shakes things up with a lot of the messaging that's out there that is negative about Israel if this is a new
right.
group that joins.
Can we get along? And make
right.
it all work? Yeah, right,
yeah.
exactly. I
so
saw somebody write...
From a historic perspective, it'll be really interesting to see what happens.
It was sort of akin to Mitch McConnell dumping Trump and working with AOC and that bunch. That's sort of... If you want
to
have
kind
an American
similar to,
analogy.
Yeah, that's very yeah. true. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, let's see how that all shakes out. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I think it's we ought to have a couple of... I'm trying to not be as focused on... the vaccines and the COVID and that sort of thing. You know, the conversation is now about Fauci. But then there are those who are going back to work, who are confused. Many of the people who work in the big retail companies, at grocery stores, in the warehouses that, you know, we have Amazon and all those, the post office, they don't know what to believe now because A, the rules have changed, and B, there seems to be confusion in some of the messaging that came from Fauci. So you know, I looked at a story of a Kroger supermarket. Mask wearing was, this is in Virginia, so mask wearing was casual at best. And so, you know, through all the past year, everybody's covered up their noses and their mouths and that sort of thing. But the lady who manages this store says people don't like to wear masks. Very few people have gone without it, but they didn't like it. So now we don't know what to do because Fauci says one thing in his emails and the Center for Disease Control says something else and the doctors say something. I mean, it's just very confusing. And so I don't know that people know what to do. I'm not wearing a mask anymore unless I feel uncomfortable around a group of people, but I have stopped wearing the mask that I wore or masks. I got off of those that have filtered pieces that you seem to swallow and tried a different kind. It was a little more rugged. But I can understand, can't you understand people's confusion when it comes to this?
Confusion and frustration.
I
think it's a combination and people are tired. But right. I think if you're vaccinated, you shouldn't have to wear the mask. It's yeah. You know, I mean, if you're vaccinated, you're
well, people could
safe.
Say they're vaccinated and they aren't.
Yeah,
and
well,
so how do you know?
But it
you
doesn't
know
matter
you
if you're vaccinated.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're vaccinated,
right.
you're vaccinated.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the
yeah.
breakthrough cases yeah. are, you know, I was just talking to a girlfriend of mine on Monday, and two people in her office were both fully vaccinated, went to each had a family event somewhere that they went to, and then and both came down with COVID, even though they're fully vaccinated. They didn't require well, that can
not
happen.
Not a serious. Yeah.
They didn't require hospitalization, but they felt pretty lousy.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Somebody tell me that they got it between the first shot and the second shot.
Right. Right.
That's difficult, and in fact,
Are two people in her office. I suspect, I asked her this, and she said she didn't know. She was going to find out. They're both from Long Island. I suspect that they got the J&J. So when we heard about the Yankees, remember the couple weeks ago, 8 players in the Yankees couldn't play because they tested positive and they'd all been vaccinated. They all had J&J. It just appears anecdotally, it seems to be more breakthrough cases are happening with that vaccine rather than Pfizer or Moderna.
One of the hesitancies about traveling is that we have gotten ourselves in a pretty good shape, even though Biden has said we need to pick up the vaccination rate, especially with children, and okay, that's fine. But there are places like Sri Lanka that have they're going bananas with this. There's some of the worst outbreaks are in some of these third world countries. Go ahead, Jen.
I don't know if I'm real comfortable over the push towards getting kids vaccinated either. I mean, why? They don't typically get...
I'm with you on this. I don't get it either. I don't see...
I mean, because Pfizer's are the ones who are spreading it the most, though.
Yeah, but if you, like we just said, if adults, especially high-risk adults, have these vaccines, I don't know. I mean, the kids are not getting sick, so... I don't know.
Are they making others sick, though? That becomes the question.
So many questions.
What's the guidance there? And there are a lot of questions. Anyway, so Biden announced yesterday a number of new private sector initiatives to encourage us to get vaccinated, those of us who are not. I think everybody here... Well, Jennifer, you haven't gotten vaccinated yet, right?
Mm-mm.
Jen
doesn't need to, though.
She doesn't
need to. See, that's the other part of this. There are a lot of people who say, well, I think I had COVID, so I'm not going to get a vaccine.
It's like, well, you don't know.
We know there's Jen had it, you know?
You can do...
Here's how I know I had it. I couldn't smell it. I put my nose in a bottle of bleach, and I couldn't smell it.
But so there are some people who are, claim that they had it and they really didn't know and they really don't, maybe they didn't have it. And they're kind of like the X factor, people wandering around and saying, oh, well, I don't need the vaccine because I already had COVID.
A lot of questions.
I know people like that in my personal life. I'm like, and all of us are like, you didn't have COVID. Like, you didn't have it. But, so that's their excuse for not getting a vaccine.
The lack of guidance for people who have had it, I think, is appalling. It's the same kind of feeling that I get when I had COVID. And it was like, okay, well, good luck to you. Call us if you can't breathe. Okay.
It's 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, that's very compelling. It's 23 after the hour now, trending time on the DJV program every hour at this moment in the hour. Jay Kirshner steps to the head of the table and takes over. She's got the reins. And one of the things that we are focused on here is our Father's Day contest, the giveaway from Works, WORX, all of the things that they have in their catalog, including this 40-volt nitro circular saw that we're giving away, and the 1600 per square inch electric pressure washer, which is cool for all kinds of applications from cleaning your clapboards around the house, cleaning your car. That's a good prize package. And so Jay and I are just talking about some of the entries, and I think it's particularly fascinating to understand the great ones. I'm a great father, so you should give the prize to me. That's a very compelling argument.
You disagree?
Yeah, right. That's a good way to get your application put to the bottom of the pile, I guess, as much as anything else. Anyway, so what are we looking at here? How are we doing with? We got another couple of days, right, before people run out of steam for this week.
This ends. This week's will end tomorrow at 11:59 a.m. And then the next week's, the second prize, will be Monday, 12 noon, until Friday, 11:59 a.m., and then same with week three. So this is the same prize pack. It's the same prize for all 3 weeks. There will be three winners. One this
but we're not
going
to have the same contest every week. Next week you have to be more creative and come up with something else for you to We can't have the same question every week,
she's
right?
No question.
We'll have to check with legal because rules have already been set and posted.
What, the same question every week?
No. Well, it was the same contest. Maybe we should discuss this
contest
further off air.
Nah, why bother?
Work through this behind the scenes.
Nah, let's not get too concerned about that. All right.
Well, anyway, you can see all the rules on DJVshow.com.
Yes, you can.
You can get in on the Facebook and Instagram at DJVshow. Rules are subject to change.
That's right. Exactly. Like attitudes are. Okay, let's keep moving along here. Next item of interest and import. The business, it's very interesting to see how people react to some things, and I think we encourage that here when you have something that you feel like you want to express. So we'll ask a question sometimes, but give us thoughts on some of these issues at Twitter and Instagram. Who's JoJo Siwa?
She is one of the 100 most influential people in the world.
Huh?
Shocking.
Oh. What?
She's a YouTuber, a Nickelodeon person. She came from the show Dance Moms. She's a singer. She's in the news right now because she is in a movie. It's her first role in a film produced by Will Smith. It's called Bounce. And in the film, there's a scene where she's kissing a man. Well, she came out earlier this year, and she says that she's working very hard to get that scene removed because she doesn't want to be kissing anybody she's not in love with, especially the fact that
it's a man. Don't be an actor.
Don't be an actor, exactly. Ugh. Like, come on.
She bugs me.
It's not like it's in the script and she's trying to get it removed and hasn't filmed it yet.
She's 18 years old and still wet behind the ears? Yeah, grow up, kid. All right. I have no tolerance for that sort of thing. They think they're so important. The fame lady is a young
Unfortunately,
lady.
She probably is, and she is influential enough that she probably can get this scene removed. Yeah. But, yeah.
But, yeah, but the whole thing of I don't want to kiss anybody that I'm not in love with, yeah. Well, then you shouldn't have done it to begin with. And also, again,
look,
like
she's in her first relationship.
Don't be an actress.
I get it. Like, she's, you know, she's young, but, yeah, but
Wait,
don't be an actress.
She gets the bar scene in her 20s. She'll be fine with it.
Right.
All right. There's a story about this James Dean car. Where did this come from? It was a Porsche, right?
Yeah, his 550 Spyder that
the one that he got
killed in. Yeah. Yeah, the transaxle sold for almost $400,000. The man who bought it, Zach Baggins, he's known for Ghost Adventures, produced Destination Fear. He has a paranormal museum, so you know mm-hmm. this is going to be part of it.
Right, exactly. Well, it is. What happened to him was kind of spooky, if you look into it, frankly, back in that day. For
well,
sure.
And other parts of the car that were sold off and repurposed, they...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top U.S. health officials, including Anthony Fauci, scrambled in late January 2020 to respond to public reporting of a potential connection between COVID-19 and the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. The insight into their response comes from examining over 3,000 pages of emails belonging to Fauci, which were released under the Freedom of Information Act. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul saying there's now more questions regarding what Fauci knew regarding a lab leak and when he knew it.
Now even Dr. Fauci is saying that we should investigate it, but the emails paint a disturbing picture. A disturbing picture of Dr. Fauci from the very beginning worrying that he had been funding gain-of-function research, and he knows it to this day but hasn't admitted it.
President Biden set to discuss infrastructure with Republican lawmakers on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Arizona Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema is sparking a new round of progressive fury with her defense this week of the legislative filibuster. Sinema, speaking to reporters alongside Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas and Arizona, is indicating that she hadn't shifted her position in opposition to changing the Senate's rules, arguing that it protects the democracy of our nation.
Well, as folks in Arizona know, I've long been a supporter of the filibuster because it is a tool that protects the democracy of our nation rather than allowing our country to ricochet wildly every 2 to 4 years back and forth between policies. The idea of the filibuster was created by those who came before us in the United States Senate to create comity and to encourage senators to find bipartisanship and work together. And while there are some who don't believe that bipartisanship is possible, I think that I'm a daily example that bipartisanship is possible. Not just this trip today and tomorrow that John and I are doing, but the work that John and I and many other of my colleagues in both parties do on a regular basis.
A 21-year-old NBA fan accused of throwing a water bottle at Nets guard Kyrie Irving at TD Garden Sunday night has faced a judge. Cole Buckley is charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and remains free on $500 bail. Buckley due back in court in early August. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour now on today's DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, making complicated things seem simple with our simple-minded... That didn't sound right. Let's see. How do I... Simple-minded?
Simple-minded?
Simple-minded.
You really know how to plug this show.
Insight. How about this one? We are take two. You ready for this one? Try this one on, Victoria. Insight. Understanding and a sense of adventure. Rest assured, you're going to hear it all on the DJV show. You like that better?
That is good? Definitely better, yes.
Okay, good. Right.
I feel like I'm kind of hang gliding at this point, though, but sure.
Off of a mountain
adventure?
Or off of a...
Yeah.
It's adventure, yeah. This is all adventure right. Every day. Don't you think this is a trip? We take a trip every day together.
Oh, it's a trip.
Kind of an adventure. Get there. All right. Speaking of trip, there's a new book that reveals why Frank Sinatra believed that Marilyn Monroe was murdered. Not the first time this has been floated,
right.
But it's an interesting take on it. What is the story behind the story here, Victoria?
I never read
simplify
books like this.
This,
one,
simplify this for us, please.
This book sounds pretty juicy. Yeah. So apparently in the later years of his life, Frank Sinatra was known to reminisce about, you know, the great loves of his life and losses and friends that he missed, including Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe, although you would think that they had actually had an affair, but they never did. They were really just good friends.
Yeah.
And the reason for that, number one, which I thought was kind of interesting, apparently Frank Sinatra had said that he thought that she was too fragile for him to just basically sleep with her and then walk away. So he adored her. He thought she was beautiful and funny, and he really was very fond of her. But they never went beyond friendship. So in this new memoir, this is written by Sinatra's former manager and confidant, Tony Appetizano, I think is how you say his last name. The memoir is called Sinatra and Me in the Wee Small Hours. And so in this book, it explores why Frank believed that Marilyn was murdered. He never got over it, over her death. And so apparently what happened was she had confided to Frank Sinatra about her intimate secrets, you know, including her affairs with JFK and Robert F. Kennedy. Yeah.
Didn't they think the Kennedys after?
Yes.
Well, so according to this book, according to Frank Sinatra's
theory,
so according to his theory in the book, Marilyn told Frank that she didn't understand why both the Kennedy brothers had completely shut her out once they stopped having sex. So I guess she thought that there was more friendship there or something more to it. So the weekend before her death, she was actually in Lake Tahoe, and she was there to hang out and spend time with her ex-husband, Joe DiMaggio. He was staying nearby.
Loved her.
So apparently they were getting back together, according to this book, and that's why she was there sort of in secret. Of course, back then it was a lot easier to keep these things secret. So she was there to rekindle her love with Joe DiMaggio. However, she also announced a press conference. And so this press conference was rumored to be that she was going to share details of her relationship with JFK and RFK. But according to this book, the press conference was for her to announce that she and Joe DiMaggio were back together. And so apparently Frank Sinatra said that if she had never, that she would never talk about, you know, the details of Jack and Robert Kennedy. She loved them too much. She would never go public. But Frank also believed that if she didn't announce that press conference, she wouldn't have been murdered. And so, and to answer your point, to your point, Jen, yes, they believe that Robert F. Kennedy was, and the mob, that they were both involved, that she had been murdered with a Nembutal suppository, which basically is, that's how they killed her, with the drugs. So it wasn't a drug overdose.
It's like what they give you in the penitentiary to off you. That was the old cocktail.
I think the reason we believe, and maybe a lot of people believe, that the swamp exists is because, and use whatever word you want, deep state, swamp, whatever, it really started with the Kennedys. The assassination of JFK is when people realized the government was lying to them. The power of the Kennedy family, I mean, forget family, they were a dynasty. Do you know how many secrets and things that they controlled in this country? This is what feeds, you know, and some of it's true, some of it's conspiracy, but this is what feeds that. Our stories like this one, when you think somebody's going to besmirch your name, then all of a sudden they're dead the next day.
That was the thinking of the old man. Joe Kennedy Sr. was a corrupt, rotten, just a horrible human being. Imagine giving your daughter a lobotomy because she was interested in sex. Okay? Start from there and go in any direction you want to.
Right.
He was a Nazi sympathizer. I mean, this guy is a bad guy. But he took care of his family because everybody with the Kennedy name, anybody who's got any association, cousins, aunts, uncles, great, it doesn't make any difference. If you're in that family, you get a piece of their 7 cent a bottle. You heard me say right. Every single bit of imported liquor that comes into this country, there's a 7 cent charge that goes to the Kennedy family. That's where their wealth comes from. He was a forever. He was a bootlegger started. And when it became legal, he managed to convince his friends in Washington that there should be a law. And actually, there is a law in the book someplace in trade law or whatever. And they have an agreement that the Kennedys, like some car dealers, you know, there's a there's a relationship that all the big brands have with one distributor in each part of the country, and they get to get a piece of every car, like a Subaru. When it comes into New England, the folks that own Bach Motors, they get $27 or something on every car that's sold. That kind of stuff. That's what happens. Make a deal, and that's, you know, it's a great way to build up a fortune. Speaking of that, the new Fortune 500 list has been revealed. Some interesting names and positions. The 41 companies that are on the list of them, let's see here, led by women. 41 companies are led by women CEOs. That's an all-time high. Two black women are running Fortune 500 businesses. That would be Roz Brewer of Walgreens. Let's see here. Thasunda Brown Duckett runs TIAA. That's the TIAA Craft, isn't it? Isn't that the investment house? I think that's the investment house.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. Karen Lynch runs CVS Health. That's the number four biggest company, according to Fortune magazine. It's really a pretty interesting list here of who's running what. But I find it, you know, you look around and all of the talk about wealth and how it's concentrated and who's in charge, that's a big ruse. It's a lot of baloney, frankly. There's a lot of stuff that's spread around here. And I think the Forbes article sort of points it out a little bit better than some of the other, quote-unquote, news media. There is one news report today, however, that is, I suppose, troubling. It troubles me, but it's because of where it comes from. Arizona wanting to resume, have you heard this, executions? And they're going to use the gas that was developed by Bear's predecessor to off the Jews during the Nazi era. That's how they're going to get rid of, that's what they want to do in Arizona.
Well, they brought back firing squads, I think, in North Carolina.
Yeah, right.
That was recent, yeah. Sure.
Right.
Let's just go back to hangings in the square, right? Why not?
Well, but now
heads on spikes.
You
let's
can't,
just all bets are off. Medieval times.
Yeah. The the Nazi noose thing. I'm not Nazi, but the black noose thing in the Amazon warehouse that's being built in Connecticut. That thing plays out every single day in different reports. Some of them get national attention, some of them don't.
I still don't understand how surveillance cameras... I mean, Amazon makes their own surveillance camera brand.
That's why I think it sounds weird.
I don't think they want to talk about who's doing it.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It shouldn't be that hard at your facility. It's in the same spot all the time.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Like, that's... So what are you saying, that they're covering it up?
Of course they are.
Well, what are they covering up?
They're covering up who's doing it. The people who are in charge... I don't know this for a fact, although it's in a lot of the newspapers locally here. The speculation is that there are some of the Amazon folks, the management people, who are involved in it. They can't, you know, that must, there's got to be, as you said, there's going to be some on a camera someplace, and sooner or later it's going to get leaked. Like it or not, it's going to get leaked. 43 after the hour, that'll be a trending thing for the next 24 hours or so. Speaking of trending, what's trending in the download, the DJV download that's up currently? J-Lo and Ben seem to still be capturing our imagination. Also, the Florida governor, story about him signing a bill that bans transgender girls, women from all the girls and women's sports, something that none of us seem to be able to understand well, anyway. Let's see here.
Not all of us.
Well, I know. Michelle Pfeiffer. Thank you, Jennifer. Three of the four of us? How's that? Is that okay? Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer is going to be in the Ant-Man sequel. I don't even understand that.
She's already been in the Marvel Universe in a couple different things.
Yeah, I know.
For the next one.
But I don't get how she trains because she's a skinny beanpole. What is she training for? What's she going to do? What is training?
She has to look believable.
She's getting fierce.
Unless they pack up her body with stuff like they give to Captain America, she don't look like she could get blown away in a good wind. Anyway, you can listen to this podcast and hear all of this stuff and much more at djvshow.com or wherever you get your friendly podcasts.
Well, the 200th episode of Tech It Out is coming up in a week, and we've got a huge giveaway to commemorate the occasion, which I'll tell you more about in a moment, so get ready to jot down the info. Since July of 2017, my goal on Tech It Out is to break down geek speak into street speak. So to celebrate the 200th episode of Tech It Out, we're giving away an Asus VivoBook laptop. Style meets substance with these colorful, powerful, and versatile laptops designed for work and play. To be eligible to win, send me an email or message on social media with the phrase Tech It Out, and make sure you're 18 or older and live in the continental USA. We'll randomly draw the name and mention it on the show during the third weekend of June. My email address is tech@marksaltzman.com. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. Or visit me on social media with the phrase Tech It Out. Good luck, everyone, and here's to the next 200 episodes of Tech It Out.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, Rumor Central here. You want to start another rumor?
Sure.
Let's have another rumor.
I mean, I like the idea of some of the rumors that you have out there, but I don't know.
All right. Christina Hack, H-A-A-C-K. And we're going to turn it over to Victoria now, who seems to be the only one in captivity on this program who knows how important she is.
Well, first of all, the behind the scenes, you said, who knows who Christina Hack is? And all of us were like, I don't know. I had to Google her, and then I realized it's Christina Anstead. But Hack is her maiden name, so she's going back to that, and she's starting another new show. She's got Christina on the Coast, right? And then she had one with her ex-husband, Aunt Anstead, or something like that was his name. And then they got divorced and still did the show together, but I guess now they're really separating.
Okay.
But she literally, I mean, just to give you a perspective, like how popular they were together, when they got divorced, she bought a yacht. Like, and so like, not like a little dinghy, like a yacht. So, really? And she got a lot of criticism because she bought it in the middle of the pandemic.
Playing the music she could be playing on the boat is yacht rock. Did you notice how much of that, first time this weekend, you can laugh. The first time this weekend, I'm driving around. And I have the radio on in my truck, and I'm listening to all these stations that are doing a Yacht Rock weekend. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a Yacht Rock station on Sirius XM, and people talk about it.
Oh, there is? That's what I knew of. That's what Kara used to like to listen to her.
Right.
I know. Yeah. Our former producer, we used to tease her because she was 25 and the oldest 25-year-old, ever. And so she listened to all this stuff, and she was telling me what she would listen to. And I'm like, you just love yacht rock. And she didn't even know what that term was. Yeah. But it's like the Doobies, and it's like a lot of 70s album rock. Basically.
Right, exactly. Village People, that kind of stuff.
The Village People are not yacht rock.
Oh, come on. The Village People are great.
They're great, but that's not yacht rock.
All right. So there's a story.
Once again, I'm glad you're the authority on what you're bringing up.
Well, yacht rock, I listened to it, and I thought it was pretty good. Actually,
because
I never even listened to it.
It's all the stuff that you like, yeah.
Yeah, well, but isn't there the bridge or whatever they have at Sirius XM, isn't that the same?
It's kind of wimpy music.
Sort of thing. Thank you.
It's very wussy, it is, yeah.
Oh, give me a break. Wussy.
Music to cry to.
Thanks. It's 10 before the hour. Where?
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits.
The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, noted cardiologist from his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Madura, Florida. Let's talk about things other than, let's get some questions in here that have come from people about your specialty, heart problems. So question number one has to do with the problem in young adults. Does it increase cognitive decline later in life? In other words, does your brain not work as well if you have heart problems when you're younger?
Well, this is interesting, and you can't start preventing all this too soon. And there's a number of studies this week that address and affect the answer to what you're asking. But basically, adults in their 20s and 30s with high blood pressure, obesity, and elevated blood sugar, Doug, experience actually a threefold higher rate of cognitive decline. That's the ability to think and remember later in life compared to those who have good health with these issues. And this was published this week in the journal Neurology. The other important thing is the American group that recommends preventive testing, and these recommendations are transformed into health insurance approvals. So this is a very important committee. When they approve something, the health insurers are then required to pay for it. They lowered this week the recommendation of when we should start screening for diabetes. So what has been the current approved policy are people in their 40s who are overweight, BMI greater than 25, or obese, people with a BMI above 30. should get screened at age 40. The recommendation this week is to now go to age 35. So if you're overweight and it's or obese, that's two-thirds of American BMI greater than 25 for obese, for overweight greater than 30 for obesity. These two groups, you should start screening at age 35, not 40, for diabetes. And if you have either diabetes or pre-diabetes, it's time to lose weight, get on the diet that you need. When the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program. And even pre-diabetes, this in-between period, this gray area where your fasting blood sugar is over 100 but less than 125, this is a warning to get on the right diet, get into an exercise program when the doctor says it's okay, to get yourself out of this pre-diabetic area so that you don't evolve into full diabetes. No one wants the complications if you can prevent them of diabetes. It will change the rest of your life.
All right, next up is it likely that if you are leading a heart-healthy life, that you won't have heart disease. Cancer is part of the study, I think. I mean, this seems like common sense.
The great news, and this is from the American Cancer Society this week, looking at a huge amount of patients, huge amount of population, long period of time. The things that I harp about for preventing heart disease and stroke, the good news is it also prevents cancers. So eating a heart-healthy diet, getting down to ideal body weight, watching your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, getting enough sleep, getting exercise once the doctor says it's okay, limiting alcohol, limiting mental stress, all of these things will definitely keep you on planet Earth longer because we're reducing the risk of the number one killer heart attack, the number one disabler stroke. But also the added news bonus this week is it'll also help prevent cancer. So you get a lot for living a heart healthy lifestyle. And also all these things seem to lower your risk of getting COVID-19. Also, I'll add that as an aside from we know from other studies.
All right. Severe COVID-19. As a cardiologist, are you frustrated by the study that suggests that the number of people getting heart surgery, heart care, down by half because of the pandemic?
Well, it's very frustrating. And we're going to see, you know, starting this fall, the beginning of the roaring 20s in many ways, where people, you know, are going to travel, make up for lost time. But the whole healthcare group of us are going to be catching up because, unfortunately, and I urge people to rethink this, people are putting off their heart circulation prevention, their cancer prevention, because they're concerned about getting COVID-19. But you got to start getting immunized and getting your prevention caught up, because these things don't wait and they'll come back to bite us. And just rethink this and get yourself caught up.
All right, that's the story from Dr. Ken. Get the latest on many different things that he's focused on by going to the podcast at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Dr. Ken and Doug Steffen here on DJV Health.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.